I don't know what you've heard about G, but he's with the Sweet Spot 1-3. He and Ham love the BBC. It's the Afternoon J-U-B. I don't know what you've heard about G, but he's with the Sweet Spot 1-3. He's gonna help deport Bad Bunny. It's the Afternoon J-U-B.
No. It's 2:39 on the Sweet Spot, and yes, it is time to talk to a Texas Radio Hall of Famer, a Marconi winner, one-third of the Courage Boys. You might know him from The Musers, the podcast.
Ooh.
It is our friend George Dunham. Hi, Josh.
Hey, yep. Sweet Spot.
George, I wish you would have been there Thursday at about noon at Radio Row. I sent you the picture. I got to meet Blue, the Colts mascot.
I am so happy for you that you got to meet Blue. I would have just... Oh,
and he was everything you would expect. He
doing bits.
He blew his nose things out, and then he picked his nose, and he showed me. And I was like,
did he gyrate?
I was like, you can go ahead. And then he wiped it on my jacket.
Did the hip swivel?
He didn't do the hip swivel. I didn't see it. You know, I was watching him walk around. I don't know if they told the mascots, hey, don't do the hip thing. Maybe it was, yeah. You know, Elvis. Yeah. Like, hey, just watch the hips.
That's way too
sexy. Don't
be
too sexual.
Again, proving my point, that's an animal, has a snout, has a tail, absolutely hilarious. He has bits.
Absolutely. And you also met a Pop-Tart.
Captain could take a few lessons from him.
I know. Like, hey, we need to bring Captain and Champ here, and you can get some bits going. Yeah, I met a Strawberry Smash also, the Pop-Tart from the Pop-Tart Bowl.
Smash.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, I got a picture with him also. Man. Didn't have as many bits, but I'm like, hey, this is
No, but he's still...
He's alive.
The Pop-Tart Bowl is incredible, isn't it? Don't you make a point to at least watch the presentation of the winner?
Oh, yeah.
Or the loser, I guess, the Pop-Tart that has to be cooked for the winning team to eat.
But they're so happy, like they're fulfilling their destiny by getting toasted.
The best part about it, like if you're watching the game with family that doesn't care about football, they don't know about the Pop-Tart Bowl, just tune in at the end and be like, hey, just watch what's going to happen. You're not going to believe
this. No context or anything. Just what is going on right now?
Like they kill a Pop-Tart and then they eat it. They eat the Pop-Tart.
Is this a great country or what?
Oh my gosh, the best.
Absolutely.
Should be the national championship
game.
Boy,
and my biggest disappointment of the Super Bowl, did you guys see any sign of King Henry or the captain? From State Farm.
No.
No.
See?
They wore that out.
They used to parade guys like that around all the time, and I never see that anymore. If it's someone who's got a good bid in a commercial, bring him to the Super Bowl. We'll talk to him.
Yeah, I didn't see any of the State Farm. I didn't see Jake from State Farm. We saw Old Spice guy with CeeDee Lamb, and we saw the giant-ass polar bear who was wearing a Pepsi hat.
Mm-hmm.
That made me a little sad. It was huge. That thing was like 12 feet tall.
Man. Okay. We'll see. Pepsi's got the right idea.
It doesn't sit right with the polar bear's cool, but I'm like, you can't go back on everything you've done. Or just wait until he tastes Dr. Pepper for the first time.
Yeah, like
his mind is going to be blown.
What happened between the polar bears and Coca-Cola? What happened between those two?
In the first commercial, they showed the polar bear taking a blind taste test with Pepsi and Coca-Cola. And the polar bear confidently is like, yeah, this is the better one. He takes the blindfold off and he sees it's Pepsi.
Okay, that's how it started.
Yeah.
Okay.
And he's having this existential crisis. Like, maybe I like Pepsi better than Coke. So, yeah.
What about Big Red? What if he tried Big Red?
Ugh. Hard pass.
Or Blue Chew.
Just get
Imagine
a horny bear.
Big old polar bear walking around.
He puts the pole in polar bear.
Well, man. Okay, then we had a successful Super Bowl if you saw Blue and the 12-foot polar bear. That's amazing.
But you didn't get to see... Were there any mascots or cool commercial people walking around?
No. Man. There's nothing going on in the morning. And I was hoping for that at... Media night, you know, that used to our opening night. They used to bring some of those characters over there, too, and there's nobody.
That sucked. But you did, I don't know if you talked about this last week. You did meet Guillermo, right?
Briefly, yeah. And I've talked to him before. he was right in the middle doing bits, so his producer shut me down.
Oh, no.
They said, he's trying to work. Yeah. I went, well, I am too.
Guillermo was kind of an a-hole.
Don't meet your heroes, George.
I know. Guillermo is one of my heroes. He and Blue and 12-foot polar bear.
So it feels like we all did some sightseeing out by the bay. We went to the Golden Gate Bridge. We went to Haight-Ashbury. But apparently you, George, went on a sightseeing tour yet again, and you joined the hard line for some out-of-town afternoon job. And
well, you know what?
I didn't hear this live.
I was unaffected when I did that. I did not go on a sightseeing tour at all. I just sounded like I had.
Oh, really?
Well, I think we have some evidence.
Yeah, Donnie and I did find a frozen awesome place, but it wasn't on that day. That day, I got a case of the laughs.
All right, well, let's hear.
You were pretty horned up for the mother of potential Drake May.
Who are you going to
root for? Oh, I'm a Cowboy fan,
okay,
but yeah.
Who are you going to root for in the Super Bowl?
For you. I'm going to root for the Patriots.
Well, we're out of time.
Tell her sorry about the mommy, but does she need a daddy?
God, all right, we got to go. Everybody's drunk over there. I just want you to...
Number one!
Unbelievable. Such a wasted.
I'm sorry.
Yeah. The gummies just kicked in, man.
Yeah. All right.
That's all right. Well, what a best snake pit ever right there.
I love out-of-town Georgie taking the wedding ring off.
So how many gummies did you have that day?
I didn't have any. I just got a case of the laughs, and I started laughing at myself for thinking somehow, possibly, she may be Drake May's mom.
You need a daddy.
I said, hey, sorry about the whole mama thing.
Oh,
I'm still laughing at it. I'm fine.
Oh my gosh, the best. We need more out-of-town Georgie in town.
I know.
Getting it right now.
Let's go out. Let's start hanging out. Football season's over. We got more time now.
Nothing but college basketball for the next month, George.
I know.
Can we also
play
good another...
lately, though. I watched Kansas and Arizona last night.
It's good stuff.
Yeah. The Big 12 basketball is really entertaining.
We have another piece of audio that George might want to hear. Because I know George loves it when he gets called out by weekend folks. I felt the ire of this before.
Boy. Okay.
I felt the scorching heat of the musers. It happens. Well, Sunday morning, we were congratulating EA for winning an e-break for falling asleep.
Okay.
And nothing makes me perk up more than hearing anyone on the weekend go, I want to call out the musers. Here's EA.
Oh.
Wow. Well, congratulations, EA.
Thank you. I also want to call out the musers for a little bit.
This will work out great.
Go ahead.
During the e-break, they're under an assumption that I was working that, and they called out my professionalism. I am a very professional person. I only sleep when I'm off the duty, okay? Off duty.
Oh, wow.
off the duty. Okay.
All right,
yeah,
George.
Your response?
Yeah.
No, I take no offense to that. In fact, last Friday during the e-break, I almost brought up, but I just thought, this is a dumb detail, but I thought that was right, that he's technically not working on WIP. He's just up there hanging out.
He had been technically off for about 3 hours.
So what's he
doing?
That's
what I thought, but I didn't bring it up because then I thought, well, maybe that morning he was producing, so I'll just say he was working.
I think it all depends on if his little brother has gotten here to pick him up on the bike yet. And if Mozzie isn't here yet, he just has to sit here and wait.
Gosh, the ultimate sibling rivalry.
Like
little brother getting all the cool toys.
Like a cub and a big old bear on a unicycle.
Yeah, listening to EA is like listening to a bear talk. It really is. If bears could talk, they would sound just like EA.
But he was going to call you out for a little bit.
Just a little bit. And he was off the duty.
He was off the duty.
I only sleep when I'm off the duty.
Okay. If we need a voice for the 12-foot Pepsi polar bear, I think we have our guy.
Yes, it's EA. Man, I think EA is hilarious. I love EA. I hope he's not mad at me.
Oh, he's no. He sounded heated.
EA loves him too.
He loves attention, George. Don't worry.
EA loves EA.
I don't think he's too mad because he only wanted to call you out for a little bit.
Yeah.
Not like full blown.
Yeah.
Yeah, just to make it clear that he was off the duty. I should have known he was off the duty. I just figured EA was always on the duty.
And George, before we let you run, I think we should maybe observe a moment of silence as we lost the great Carolyn Price at the age of 83.
Paul in
George,
dude,
I thought you guys wanted me to go to calls. Man, that did really make me sad. We talked about that this morning.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, her voice would just pierce right through your ears if she was right behind you at training camp. But she was such a sweet woman. She really was. And she loved the Cowboys. I just hated that the Cowboys weren't able to get to the promised land for her in the last 30 years.
And I said this in the top spot. I feel like she's not properly famous enough for being a super fan. Because if you think of Superman, super fans, you think of like Fireman Ed or people like that. Maybe the wolf they have in Kansas City that was robbing banks and stuff. Like, you don't really hear about...
Or the Broncos fan in the barrel.
Yeah, that
guy. The barrel
guy,
yeah, like, in Denver.
Nationally, nobody was talking about Miss Price, and she was the sweetest. She was the best.
Yeah, and they should have. That's a pretty good life. Make it to 83. That's pretty good.
Yeah.
I'd take that.
Sure.
Jerry Jones made it to 83.
Now a moment of silence for Terrence Gore, George.
Yeah.
Paul in...
You can't have one nice thing
on it.
I also want to call out the users for a little bit.
Deservedly so, EA.
EA's talking.
You should.
What do you need this time, EA?
Get him, man.
Well, let's do it again next week, Jaws. We get ready for Mullen and Mullen Ticket Stock 2026.
Are you guys ready?
I feel like I'm close to being ready.
Mm-hmm.
Got my gorilla suit again.
Getting our minds right. Uh-huh. The same gorilla suit as last time.
Get your mind right.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, George.
That's going to be fun. That's when we'll hang out. We'll party.
Yeah, and the after party, let's get it.
Seem impossible. Yeah. Somebody's daddy, right, George?
We got a catching genius.
Oh.
Talking Pudge Rodriguez.
Yeah. Yeah. Took me a minute to think of
the song. Thank you for playing along.
All right, Georgia. We'll talk next Tuesday.
All right, boys. We'll see you.
There he goes. George Dunham of The Musers and The Musers, the podcast.